it's very interesting. It's very curious. But yeah. we surveyed literally hundreds of big selling drugs to determine what was going on in the prices in the last 5 years. And we found, you know, dozens of them whose prices had doubled in just 5 years at a time when inflation was very low. And one of the most intriguing things we found when some of the competing drug categories, competition, seemed to drive the prices up. And in fact, as you said, in diabetes and in insulin market, we saw exact price matches for some of these competing drugs, literally sometimes down to the decimal points the next day. The prices rise in tandem over a period of time. All the price increases are matched.
Is this an antitrust violation?
If the companies are, you know, setting their prices independently, even if they're following each other, the expert we spoke to said, no, it's not. If they're really working independently, but if they decide that's the best business strategy, but as long as it's independent, it may be a sign of a competitively unhealthy market, but that would not be a competitive violation.
But they're not colluding together,
Yes. And the interesting thing about the insulin market is there's really only three companies in the insulin market. So it's a very small number of companies. There's no generics, and the prices just seem to go up for these drugs in tandem.
So, Robert, how often does this actually happen? I mean, we're talking insulin here, but, you know, how are there other areas where we've seen this kind of price matching?
Well, right. So there are other areas. In the industry, they call it, the health plans call it shadow pricing, where competitors seem to go up, you know, in tandem.
Right.
And there are other areas where it happens. Insulin is particularly interesting because it happens, like, literally some of the prices are the same to the penny. But also another area where prices have gone up quite a lot and follow each other are multiple sclerosis drugs. And these are drugs for a very serious neurological disease. And literally some of the old drugs, you know, when they came out in the 90s, it cost $8,000 or $10,000 a year. And then newer, more expensive drugs came out. And the old drugs raised their price to catch up with the newer and more expensive drugs. And now all the drugs cost $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year.
They
just
Jeez.
Yeah, and there's more and
That's
more competition
incredible.
And the prices keep going up.
So you looked at prices here, given this practice, versus overseas. They're much cheaper overseas.
Yes, we looked at the price databases for the diabetes drugs we wrote about in some of the European countries. And in France and in Norway, the prices, you know, are a quarter, a fifth the amount versus the list prices here.